Just one clarification of a of an interesting halakha. So we learned already in the laws of shofar, Torah only says yom teruah. So you have to blow a teruah. We also know that there's a rule that there's a tiki'ah before the teruah and a tiki'ah after. Only problem is we don't know what this teruah is. So the Gemara comes along and says that some thought it was the sound that's called Yaludei Yalil, which is a crying sound, like the ladies cry when they wail. Those are short staccato sounds. And then you have another opinion that said Genuhi Ganach. Those are longer sounds. We call that the Shevarim. Some said actually both, Shevarim Teruah. And then Rabbi Abahu came along. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And he said, we should do everything. We should blow, again, tiki'ah, teru'ah, tiki'ah, tiki'ah, shivarim, teru'ah, tiki'ah, and tiki'ah, shivarim, teru'ah, tiki'ah. This to cover all the opinions. So, the Bet Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi, in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, brings a question that they asked Rav Hai Gaon. The question they asked Rav Hai was, and what did they do before Rabbi Abahu? I mean, Rabbi Abahu came along and said, okay, Rabotai, we're going to make this new system of it, this is how we're going to blow the shofar. Okay, the year before Rabbi Abahu came along, what did Klal Yisrael do? How did they blow the shofar? It was understood the answer to this question is Pashut. That must be, you have to say, that it was forgotten. Which means, at one point in history, they knew exactly what Hashem meant when he said Yom Teruah. They knew if it was Genuhi Ganach or Yaludei Yalil. And then, over the course of time, things get forgotten. The truth of the matter is, that's exactly what Harambam says in Hilchot Shofar Peregima. He says, Mirova Galuyot, from the fact that the Jewish people were exiled and was for a long time, so certain things were forgotten, so we really didn't know what the sound of the Shofar was supposed to be. So Rabbi Abahu came along and said, listen, Abotai, Safek Doraita, we have to hedge. So it might be this, it might be the other one, it might be this one. You got to do all of them. So in Echirami, the year before Rabbi Abahu, could be they knew what they were doing, but then at a certain point, Rabbi Abahu had made a takana because of the shikha. Okay, that's a very, very interesting way of understanding it, which is always the way we learn it. But Rabbi Hai said a big chidush. Rabbi Hai said that no, really, Torah says you have to make a crying sound. And any crying sound is kasher. Shevarim is kasher, teruah is kasher, shevarim teruah is kasher, they're all kasher, it's a crying sound. As long as you can replicate a sound of teruah, yebaba, you're okay. What did they do the year before Rabbi Abahu? Depends what shul you went to. One shul you went to, they did tiki'ah shevarim. One shul you went to, they did tiki'ah teruah. Everybody did whatever they wanted, and they were all kasher. Abahu's hadush was to make ahdut amongst the Batekinesiyot. And they cannot have Klal Yisrael, everybody's doing a different type of a teruah. So he came along and said, you know what, Rabotai, unified service, everybody should make, you know, the same sounds, and Shalom Al Yisrael. It's interesting. Now, you wouldn't think that there's nafkaminot between these two reasons. It sounds like, okay, this is just history, you know, what happened, what was the history of Rabbi Abahu's takana? Maran, but I'll give you a practical nafkamina. The great rabbi called Rav Chaim Vital, in Shara Kavanot, he says that he heard from his master, Rabbeinu Ari, that at the time of Tiki'ot de Miyoshev, which is the first 30 sounds, that's when the Satan becomes all confused. The Gemara says, Kedel la'arbebet ha-Satan, the irbub of the Satan happens during the first 30. He said, which is tremendous, etratzon. Because then you can get all your vidui in without having any prosecutor. Normally, when a person makes vidui, they start standing right there and prosecuting. But if he's hiding under the table, because he's me'urbab, that the Arizal said that's the most important time of the year to make vidui. Because you're going to make a vidui without the keturug of the satan there. And therefore he says, his rabbi would make vidui during the tiki'ot. And he said that was the most opportune time to do it. Although he doesn't say details, what type of vidui, when to make the vidui, how to make the vidui, so that you need the Rashash that comes along and he filled in the blanks. The Rashash said that you make vidui bapeh, because that's what vidui is bapeh. And you do it in between the sedarim. Means you have tashrat, and then you have tashat and tarat. So you do it in between the sedarim. The hazan pauses, and you make a vidui. Oh, so depends now. The chaura, wouldn't you be able to do this vidui, like we said now, verbally? Or maybe you should only make this vidui with your eyes. What's the sepik? If you come along and say, like Reb Haiga On says, that any sound of shofar you yotze. So therefore, once you make the berakha nishma kol shofar, and you blow it already, the first group tashrat, you yotze already shofar. So there was no hefsek between the berakha and the starting of the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah already by blowing the tashrat. Now you could say vidui bapeh. But if you hold, like the other opinions, harambam, that says, no, tashrat, you might not have fulfilled anything, by the way. When you said the mitzvah, you said the beracha, you didn't start the mitzvah yet. Could be you're not yotzei when you say tashrat. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the chaura, how could you now say a vidui bapeh, you're making a hefsek between the beracha and the mitzvah. Actually, Maran, of Yosef Karo, holds like the opinion of Harambam, because in Tavkuf Tzadi, he says that because we have a sefek, what the real teruah is, we do all of them, which is clearly the lashon of the Rambam. Although it's not so pashut, Maran holds, because a few simanim later, Maran says that in Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot, which you have to blow the shofar, he says in Malchuyot you blow Tashrat, and in Zichronot you blow Tashat, and in Shofarot you blow Tarat. Chaura, how could you blow one in each set? Each set you have to blow all of them to alleviate the sefik. So from there it sounds like he went like the opinion of Rav Hai Gaon. Actually, the Shulchan Gavua says, could be Maran choshesh to both, or suspected to both, and he didn't really commit to what opinion he holds like. But nonetheless, that's just, there's a ways to answer that. The answer to that probably is like the Mishnah Berurah says, that the reason why when it comes to Malchut you could do one is because you were sitting already in the Miyoshev. So once you say already in the Miyoshev, we're not going to matriya you to do all three in each set. That's how Mishnah Berurah answers. But the Shulchan Gavua says, could be Maran's Besupah, gotta go. Anyway, I come in Tzion, Alav HaShalom, in order Tzion, Chedek Aleph, I think it's Teshuvah, Alav Min Aleph, has a Teshuvah, and he asks, are you allowed to make Vidui Bepeh? And he says, according to Rav Haiga, oh, no problem. But then he says, and even according to Rambam, that says you're not Yotzeh, or you might not be Yotzeh with Tashrat, still you can make the Vidui Peh. What's this? What's his proof? He says, because you actually started the mitzvah. Where did you start the mitzvah? Where did you start the mitzvah? He said, well, you blew the first tiki'ah. Tiki'ah is part of the mitzvah. He says, all right, but that tiki'ah is not part of the mitzvah. You broke it up with maybe something that's not nogeyah, the shofar. That tiki'ah is not valid if the shevarim teruah is not valid as well. So he says, yes, but you started the mitzvah with the last tiki'ah of the first set. The last tiki'ah of the first set, that's either a tiki'ah of the last set or it could be the first tiki'ah of Hayuv. So then once you blow that tiki'ah, he says, already you blew already one sound that is valid. And therefore you could say you started the mitzvah, although you didn't finish it. Therefore he says, once you start the mitzvah, you can make the mitzvah. He brings it a ayah from Pesach. His ayah from Pesach is that if somebody eats, he doesn't have karpas, he only has maror. So the Maran says, you should use the maror for the first tibul. But since using maror for the first tibul, it's also maror. You have to make the berakha l'achilat maror. And then he says, at the end of the meal, you have the real maror, you need kezayit of it. You don't have to make a berakha, you rely on the berakha that you made earlier. So what do you mean? What happened to the nefsek? Ella, since you started to eat the maror, you started the mitzvah, even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet. You started it with the berakha, all that's not considered nefsek. Since you started already the first tiki'ah meaning of the last, of the first set, tashrat, that last tiki'ah, it's not interrupted by a tashrat. That tiki'ah can be a first tiki'ah on its own. And therefore, already you heard one sound which is legitimate, you started the mitzvah. And now you can make vidui bepeh. And then he comes along and says, and he said, even if you want to tell me it's a hefsek, even if you want to tell me it's a hefsek, he said, what's the biggest problem you're going to have? So it was a hefsek between your beracha and your shofar, but you still, you'll say the mitzvah. He says, it's kedai to make the bidui like the Rasha says, and they give up that inyan of hefsek. You still, you'll say the mitzvah, right? It's not about chabatala. Why is it about chabatala? The hazan maybe is different, but everybody else would make the beracha. They're not beracha batala. He also, even the hazan could do it, because he says, and then we know the rule, that anytime you have sh'at ad-dahak, sh'at ad-dahak is considered already b'di'abad, and therefore he says it would be permissible to make this hefsek, because, but he doesn't know that it's hefsek. But he's like, even if you want to say it's hefsek, make the hefsek, big deal. At least you'll be able to make this inyan of the vidui. Ben Ish Chai, incidentally, in Parashat Netzavim, says the custom is to make the vidui, and to make the vidui bepeh, in between the Siddarim. That's why we have to get the Siddur that we have. The Avodat HaKodesh has it. On Rosh Hashanah, special Viduyim. There's Avodat Zarah, Vidu Arayot, Lashon Hara, there's different sections of different Viduyim that we make. And it seems according to Chacham Ben Zion, clearly according to the Rashash, according to Rav Chaim Vital, Ben Wari, all these great Tzaddikim, they all said, Ben Ish Chai, that you should say the Vidui on the and you should say the vidui bepeh, and you don't have to be concerned about the hefsek. Lo mebaya goes without saying, according to Rav Haigaon, but even according to Shitat of Harambam, we can also be lenient and actually say the vidui, because it's considered as if we started the mitzvah. Amen.